program to annoy you.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show with Leo, Balky, and Alex.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
The Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. From the Fast Sign Studios. More than fast, more than signs.
We just want you to enjoy yourselves while you're here.
Call now, 281-1570 in the Valley.
Oh, God! They're going to know I'm dumb.
Or 1-866-653-1570 on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line.
Who is this? Uncle Leo?
Follow him on Twitter at Leo Kuiper Jr. and at Eric Balkman.
He's hilarious because I saw him in the show.
And don't forget about Twitterless Alex.
Check mine out. I've got 10,000 followers.
Dedicated to winning you a fantasy football championship or from finishing in last place.
I'm not here to entertain you guys. This is about winning this year.
Now, it's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show with Leo, Balky, and Alex.
And here we go.
Happy Thursday, Fox Cities. Thanks for hopping on the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. You know they're your go-to place for all your trophies, plaques, business awards. Stop by and see Jay Parrish and his fine staff. They're located at 2401 North Richmond Street right here in Appleton. And be sure to check out all their cool products at appletontrophy.com, including some really cool and creative fantasy football awards. Gentlemen, week two of fantasy football. Balky is back in the house. Alex, when's the last time the three of us have been?
I was thinking about that earlier today. I don't even know.
2019.
The draft.
2019.
Back the last time I got a text message before my new phone.
It was the 2020 draft.
It was the Trevor Lawrence draft. Holy cow.
It was
the draft where the Packers took Eric Stokes. Is that right?
Yes, because Oddsmaker and OMG got the pick.
We were all in the studio?
Yeah. With BJ DeGrate.
Yeah, I remember that.
God,
night
I do not
vividly.
Remember this.
Remember, we went, never mind. We won't get into it.
We did that remotely.
No, we did that here.
Yeah, when Travis Etienne got taken?
Yeah, but BJ was remote. Us three were in
no,
the
No, I was not. I was in my office.
Oh, well, then Leo is just you and I.
It was just you two. I was in my office.
No, what year was it all four of us were in the studio? Was that 2019?
I think it was 19.
Because BJ wanted the linebacker out of Ohio State so badly in Green Bay, he ended up going to Cleveland. So whatever draft.
Vontae Mack?
No.
No matter what.
Vontae Mack. No one else but Vontae Mack. Vontae Mack or bust.
Vontae Mack no matter what.
Oh, no matter what. Yeah. The thing. That's the line.
Nobody's going to scold you for not, because that movie's so terrible.
It is.
Like, if it wasn't about football, I would have nothing.
No one cares.
Exactly. That's totally right.
Well, let's get to it. Let's start off with the Game Day Sports Bar Fantasy Player of the Week. Stop by Game Day for all the big football games this weekend. Great food, drink specials. You can watch, Bucky, the green and gold all season
careful.
Long.
Careful.
Yeah, Bucky, the green and gold. I am doing a commercial now, so. It's called a live read. They have the Valley's best indoor facility. Just a great place to watch the games, have your holiday or birthday parties. And we're going to be there Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Bulks, 225 Stony Brook Road, just off 441 and KK in Appleton. Don't forget, happy hour going on right now, 2 to 6. And then open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. And then Friday night fish, serving perch, walleye, haddock, and shrimp. Alex Thomas, who is the Game Day Fantasy Player of the Week?
Oh, I didn't even get that clip ready. I'm going to be honest with you. I will get that clip ready right now.
Well, I can tell you there were some high point totals in fantasy football.
Sorry, I'm rusty too.
Were there really? I thought scoring was down compared to week one last year.
Saquon Barkley was great.
Well, I mean,
it was top heavy a little bit.
As
far as this award goes, this quarterback.
I think I know who it was.
For the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. Now you're giving it away.
I'm just vamping right now. He had a good game. What, five touchdowns? Five touchdowns. 35 points in fantasy football. Alex Thomas, how are you doing over there? No good?
Good. We're ready to go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, here is your Game Day Sports Bar Fantasy Player of the Week.
Tell, because they've had some trouble there at the corner position.
Second and goal. He lofts it to the end zone, and it is caught by Kelce for the touchdown.
Kelce?
Travis Kelce with the touchdown.
Did he say Kelce?
Yeah.
That's his real name.
That's how he pronounces
no.
it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Kelsey
serious?
Anymore.
That was revealed a couple of years ago. He told the media that, like, you know, everybody's been doing it Kelsey, but it's actually pronounced Kels.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I actually did not know that.
And then everybody just kept calling him Kelsey.
Yeah, there you go. There you have it. So, Patrick Mahomes, stop by game day. Pick up your $10 gift card anytime you're in the area. And Chris.
Sorry, I completely forgot to get that ready. That's my fault, that's, guys.
You know,
this will be the clip we submit for the award this year.
No, it won't.
Sorry, I was.
I think we have better things.
Subscribing to some magazines.
Some better things to come. Speaking of that, what's coming up on this program, we're going to take some questions. We have a lot coming in. We're going to play Beat the Bozos with Ben from Scuba's. Big announcement. Big announcement coming from Ben.
Is this the one that I was already privy to?
Yes.
And it's official now?
It is official.
Will it be official? Hold on. Will it be official for tomorrow?
And Saturday.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's. I keep thinking today's Friday.
That's how I
was last
week.
Wish it was Friday, dude.
We'll give you our sleepers, busts, and studs. Bulky will have the injury report and pickups of the week along with our Packer predictions. And I did look ahead. And I think we're all on the same page. We have some interesting scores, though. we certainly do. So why don't we get to the questions that are coming in all over the place? Oh, BJ checking in. Wait, Bulk, you got a new phone?
Hold on, hold on.
Does that
on,
mean
on,
he'll respond
on.
To text now?
Wait, Bulk, you got a new phone?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dude, congratulations, man.
Yeah,
that's
it's
big news.
Not fun. Not fun at all.
Are you playing something?
Who's playing
I'm
music?
I'm trying to kill my computer here, and it's not working.
Okay, let's get to it. You ready for questions?
Yeah.
No.
All right, James from Little Chute.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
No, it's James from Little Chute. But he has Matthew Stafford or Ryan Tannehill. Stafford obviously didn't play well in the season opener last Thursday night. Do you think he's okay?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't panic about this.
Everyone thinks he's injured.
Well, there might be something to that. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be managing his elbow all season, but... You know, the fact that this dude is practicing in full during the week, to me, means that the Rams don't believe it's that serious. He gets a really good matchup at home against the Falcons. You know, Tannehill and the rest of the Titans offense wasn't all that great last week. And then now Tannehill has to go to Buffalo, which I know might mean a lot of passing in the second half to try to keep up. But there's no way I can in good conscience recommend Ryan Tannehill over Matthew Stafford this week.
I'll agree with that. Kurt checking in. Kurt's got Aaron Rodgers or Justin Fields.
You know, the thing is with Fields, and I think we talked about this before, is his legs give him more fantasy value than real NFL value. And I think it's interesting because he has run pretty good on the Packers in his short career. That said, I think this is a get-right game for the entire Packers offense, and I think you got to trot out Rodgers, and I'm sure he throws at least two touchdowns on Sunday night. Same can't be said for Justin Fields.
And you'll be giving us an update on the injury report.
Sure, absolutely.
Alan Lazard possibly back this week.
We'll tell you later on in the program.
Oh, you got to stay tuned. All right, Carl from Greenville.
Hey, Carl. Good to see you.
Dallas, here's another name. Is it Goddard or Goddard?
Goddard.
I've always said Goddard.
Yep.
Or Gerald Everett, who's going tonight.
Gerald Everett.
Gerald Ford, dead today at the senseless age of 83.
Senseless age. That's always so good. So Everett, I'm definitely playing tonight.
You're down on Everett?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely playing him.
Okay, but you're down. Forever.
I'm down for Everett. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mark me down. I'm down. Mark me down.
Are you down?
I'm down. Everett for sure.
Remember, Mignotta.
Keenan Allen is going to miss this game, which means more targets for Josh Palmer, DeAndre Carter, Jalen Guyton, and of course Everett. So I think Everett factors heavily into the passing game tonight. Who's the other choice? I'm sorry.
Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I mean like the thing is
two good options.
If you can find I think Everett's a good flex this week too. So if you can flex them both out, I would do that. But if you have to if you can only play one, the talent level for Goddard and how involved he is in that offense, I think you got to play him. So I love both of them as starts, but I think if you can only pick one, it's Goddard.
Alex?
I would lean towards Goddard just because that offense in Philadelphia, whenever I've benched Dallas Goedert, it hasn't ended well for me, so that's why I would lean towards Goddard. And Everett, I understand he's a proven commodity, but I would lean towards Goddard. So what do I know, though?
Okay, Art in Oshkosh.
I like Art Vandelay. Art Vandelay? He's an obscure writer.
Needs one. Damian Pierce, Michael Carter, Kenyon Drake, Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk. Yeah. So I think this comes down to me between Ayuk and Carter. And I don't know if you guys saw the box score for the Jets last week, but the split between Carter and Breece Hall was like, I think Carter had like four more carries. He had like 60 yards. I think he had like 10 60 for
yards.
60. Yeah.
Yep.
And then Breece Hall was like four for, or like six for 36 or something like that. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess they weren't involved. No. In the passing game, Breece Hall caught like four or five passes or something. Yeah. But Michael Carter caught like six or seven. It was insane. And I think at this point, I'm going to still roll with Carter until the Jets decide that they're going to give everything to Breece Hall. And maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. But I think it comes down to Carter and Ayuk. You can only play one. I'm assuming half PPR. It's Michael Carter. Full PPR, I'd go Ayuk.
Hey, Leo, before we do get to the next question, I actually had a buddy text me. His name's Patrick down in Waukesha. This is more so for Balky for a dynasty league. He's interested in getting Breece Hall because a lot of the other leagues that he's in, he currently has Breece Hall as well. If you were to trade for said Breece Hall, what would you give up in a dynasty league to get a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good time to buy on him right now because he is down. And I think, remember, that Michael Carter is just a round three selection or whatever it was for him. Breece Hall is the guy they invested the draft capital in. So right now you'd probably have to give up your first-round pick for next year.
I agree.
And you can see if the owner would take that. That's what I would start at. Offering that, but I would make sure I'm not doing that. If I'm expected to be bad this year, I don't want to offer up that first round pick because next year's running back class is really, really good. And if you end up giving up a first round pick that turns out to be a top three pick or something like that, and you gave it up for Breece Hall, I think you're gonna not be loving life. I would definitely, if I'm a good team and I like Breece Hall, I give up my first rounder. It might take a little bit more than that. And then at that point, I'm not sure I want to give that up much more.
That's perfect.
So you're not digging Damian Pierce at all?
I mean, are the Texans digging him? Because Rex Burkhead got all the love on Sunday.
I know. All you read, though, was he was your number one guy going into last week. And he ended up with like 40 yards.
Lovie Smith said after the game, he's like, well, we expected to give him more chances out there. And I think it just comes down to Lovie Smith is an old school coach. And he wants to, put out a veteran guy that he can trust, even though Damian Pierce has earned it in camp. I think we're going to see more of this. And it was frustrating to see because we know, I mean, all the Texans beat writers said that if Pierce isn't playing, the Texans aren't trying hard. You know, they're not putting their best players on the field. And they put Burkhead out there instead, who is okay, but he certainly does not offer the ceiling that Damian Pierce does.
Kevin checking in from Appleton.
You look like Babe Ruth's gay brother. Gabe Ruth.
TJ Hockenson or Dawson Knox?
Yeah, I mean, this was less of a question in the preseason, and now I think it's more of a question now of what you want to do here. I'm still team Hockenson. I mean, I'm still playing him over Dawson Knox, but I will admit that the distance between them is probably getting a little bit thinner. Dawson Knox is going to get the Titans at home, and Hockenson is playing, who are they playing? Oh, the Commanders this week. So a little bit better matchup, and that game is in Detroit. And I think the total on that Detroit game is a little
48
bit
and higher. A half.
Okay, so there you go. So I would go with Hockenson in that matchup.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'm Alex, cool with that. We'll do a sweep on that one.
You're down? Okay. Ray in Forest Junction.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Breece Hall, Adam Thielen, James Robinson. Choose one.
Never heard of Forest Junction. That's a first.
Forest Junction?
Yeah, that's a first.
That's where,
a first for this show.
It's named after our buddy Marquette Forest. Little known fact.
We'll see on Saturday.
Yeah, we will see on Saturday.
By the way, Rich Campbell liked my tweets.
I saw that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Look at you.
He is my new favorite quarterback.
You're going to get inundated with a bunch of political stuff in your feed now that you like that.
How about I get him on the show?
That would be tremendous. Just tell him we don't talk politics or anything like that. We keep it on the field on the show.
Keep it on the field.
Keep it on the field. Keep it on the field. So I think it's close here. Now, this is just one of these guys, right, between Robinson, Thielen, and Breece Hall. Yeah, I think it's either Robinson or Thielen. And I think that what we saw from the Jaguars last week was bad news for Travis Etienne. Good news for James Robinson coming off that Achilles. He looked much, much more athletic than Cam Akers did coming off his Achilles tear. So I think I would probably lean towards Robinson against the Colts rather than Thielen hitting the road against the Eagles. ask me tomorrow, I might change my mind. It comes down to those two. Right now, I'm leaning towards Robinson over Thielen, and definitely over Breece Hall, both of them.
Brad the Barber.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
Yikes, sorry about that man in the chair. He has Breece Hall also, or Melvin Gordon and Tony Pollard, one of those three.
Yeah, I'm eliminating Pollard because of the dire situation that the Cowboys are in with no Dak
Fatty
Prescott.
McCarthy and his team, they suck.
I think it comes down to Hall or Gordon. I'm going to say Hall, but again, it's one of those coin flip situations.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... Javonte Williams caught 11 passes last week.
Fantastic.
So it's tough for me to say Melvin Gordon is a
We knew this coming
start.
In, though, to the season, that Melvin Gordon not going to get the same workload that
right.
he normally gets.
But that's why it's a conversation here, because Breece Hall is not getting the workload that we expected him to get at the start of the season, too. So I think it comes into question, like, you know, which player do you like better in the matchup? And I don't know. I'll leave it to you guys if we do a three-way vote on this. But I'm going to take Breece Hall at Cleveland a little bit ahead of Melvin Gordon, who's taking on the Texans.
I'm going Breece Hall, too.
The only reason why Tony Pollard kind of passes through my head is because backup quarterback Dallas, they're going to want to run the football this week. And whether that's with Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard, I think the opportunity is going to be there. But I would still choose Breece Hall as well.
There you go, Brad. Ken and Kenosha.
It's Ken coming to kill me. How are you going to catch me, Ken?
You'll never guess who Ken's tight end was last week, Balky. One of his choices.
Was Pat Freiermuth?
No, it was Cole.
Oh, Cole Komet.
It was. Swear to goodness.
Who
was on this show.
Was left out in the cold with a zero.
This week, Terry.
More like in the rain.
Terry McLaurin or DJ Chark in Detroit now?
Yeah, it's McLaurin. It's not close for me.
Although Chark had a pretty good debut.
He was fine, but I mean.
You can't not play Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, it's just no
like,
doubt.
Follow the targets. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown is the target hog on the Lions. And I understand that McLaurin maybe didn't get a ton last week because it was actually kind of split pretty evenly between him, Dotson, and Curtis Samuel, who actually had a really good game. But I'm still betting on McLaurin.
Terry and Ashwaubenon.
Terry, a long three. Bang!
Haven't heard from him until this week. He wasn't on the show last week.
Until about an hour ago.
Now, this is two questions, correct, Alex?
See, that is correct.
All right, PPR, he has Robert Woods or Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Answer. Scantling is playing tonight, too.
Yes.
Woods had a really, really bad game last week. One catch. And a guy that a lot of the high-stakes sharps were on that I was shocked to see do anything, 6 for 66, Kyle Phillips, that receiver for Tennessee. He was the guy that you wanted over Woods, over Burks, over Hooper, over all those guys. So I'm going to say play Valdez-Scantling tonight in a game that features a total right around 53 or 54 and hope he busts a big play because Woods just does not have any kind of upside. And quite frankly, I don't know how low his ceiling is right now either.
Okay, the second part of the question, non-PPR, Michael Carter, Chase Edmonds, Hayden Hurst, Gerald
Everett. It's only Michael Carter or Chase Edmonds.
So he has three questions?
No, that's
two.
George and
the
Nino.
The bottom
part my bad,
is
my bad.
Question.
Okay, non-PPR, Michael Carter, Chase Edmonds. What am I doing?
Okay, so.
It's okay, Leo, it's your second show.
We've talked we've talked a lot about Michael Carter so far. We have not really talked a whole lot about Chase Edmonds, who kind of split the backfield duties last week. And Edmonds is the type of guy that you'd want in a PPR league. Now, this is non-PPR, which changes it a little bit. And I think it does bring these guys closer together. I'm going to say Chase Edmonds at Baltimore over Michael Carter at Cleveland. I do believe Edmonds is going to be a little bit more involved in the offense. The thing is, the Jets' offense last week really sprayed it around, both rushing and passing-wise. Dolphins, maybe not so much. I mean, Edmonds and Mostert are really the only guys there. And I think I'm going to lean towards Edmonds here on the road in Baltimore over Michael Carter, who's also on the road in Cleveland.
All right, three more to go. Let's get these done quickly. George and Nina.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
How about George?
Hayden Hurst, Gerald Everett, popular tight end tonight.
Yeah, Everett not close.
Sean in Shano.
Stop looking at me, Sean.
Jahan Dotson, your guy. Allen Robinson, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Devin Duvernay, or Alan Lazard needs one.
Yeah, Duvernay was, a flash in the pan with the two touchdowns last week. So I'm not really investing much into him. I will say that I am expecting a bit of a bounce back from Allen Robinson this week. I really can't explain what happened last week on opening night where he gets, you know, what did he get his
I think he had one catch.
Yeah, and it wasn't until like the third quarter.
Correct.
Or something
one for
like
14
that.
Yards.
I mean, it was rough. So I am gonna bet on the bounce back here, and if you have to pick between one of these five guys, I'm gonna go with Allen Robinson.
I don't trust him at all.
I agree.
I'm not going with him. I kinda like what I saw to Jahan Dotson. I know he got a couple of touchdowns.
It's fine. I guess what scares me about Dotson is like the targets between him, it wasn't just him and another receiver. It was him, Samuel, and McLaurin. And then you also had Antonio Gibson catching seven passes last week too. I don't think Robinson is going to have that fight for targets that Dotson would. You know, you have Higbee and obviously Kupp, but outside of that, I mean, what did Henderson catch, three or four? And Van Jefferson is hurt right now.
This just in. Big trade in the Hottie Naughty League.
Okay.
Brad the Barber sending Jerry Judy and Kareem Hunt to our very own Joey D for Tyler Lockett, Rashad Penny, Michael Carter. Who came out ahead in that deal?
I usually like the team that's getting fewer players. So I would say, what was it, Hunt and Judy?
Going to Brad the Barber.
I think I would rather have Hunt and Judy
than Lockett, Penny, and Carter. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that Seattle game, I think, was an aberration.
It's a little early for trades, if you ask me.
Yeah. Is this
desperation from Brad the Barber?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right. One more to go. Dick in Hortonville.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me. Don't run away from your feelings.
Oh, hey, Dick.
He has Leonard Fournette. We'll talk about this in the injury report. He's a little worried. He also has Rashad White, who is the handcuff to Fournette, mm-hmm. and Kenneth Walker, who's supposed to make his debut.
Believe the Buccaneers have the early game this week.
That is correct, sir. Noon.
He has already practiced today. He was limited yesterday. He returned to practice today, so I'm less concerned about Fournette. And I think if he's active, you go with him. Now, if he's inactive, then I think you go with White. But I don't think Kenneth Walker factors into this conversation for me.
All right, time for our Schmitty's Tickets Sleepers of the Week. Schmitty's Tickets is your Bucky and Green and Gold window. Give Schmitty a call, 920-759-6266. That's 759-6266. He'll buy and or sell any kind of tickets you have or need. So call Schmitty. He's the man. Alex, last week you had Marquise Brown. 13 points?
Yeah, he didn't really – he did all right.
13 I would say is good for a sleeper.
Well, it was a late touchdown. Nonetheless, this week I like Tyler Boyd. Does T. Higgins clear concussion protocol? I don't know, which is why I love Tyler Boyd. If he does not clear that protocol, I think Boyd has a huge week this weekend. I'll take Tyler Boyd for my sleeper.
Bulky, David, and Njoku, only 2 points.
Ugh.
Woof.
Yeah. That was bad. This week I'm going off of the Keenan Allen injury, and I'm going to say Josh Palmer. He was number two in routes run last week for the Chargers, with Mike Williams being number one. You have to keep in mind that while Carter and Guyton looked really good last week, bear in mind that was touchdown dependent, especially for Carter. And Josh Palmer didn't get in the end zone, but he had more chances. He wasn't just out there for snaps. He was running routes, so I'm betting on him tonight.
Sammy Watkins was my choice. He only had 4 points. Not a big as woof as yours, but right in the wheelhouse. Trey Lance, I'm thinking the wet field in Chicago slowed him down quite a bit. I'm expecting him to run more this week, a little bit of a bounce back. So Trey Lance is my Schmitty's Ticket Sleeper of the Week. Now time to play Beat the Bozos. Give us a call right now. 920-281-1570. Your chance to take on the Bozos. Ben from Scubas. He'll join us right after this. Yeah, we're back. Ben from Scuba's, 1309 East Wisconsin Avenue, now joining us. Ben, are you on the golf course? Or are you cooking?
I'm in the parking lot right now.
Oh, really?
There's an outing going on, so we're just kind of waiting it out. Once the outing's done, we gotta go battle it out to try to make the playoffs starting next week. So.
Nice.
Go whack Whitey around.
Well, good luck with that. I heard some big news from Scuba's Poorhouse. Pizza, now on the menu.
Yeah. Pizza. Homemade pizzas, 12 or 16 inch. We got 5 specialty ones. And then otherwise, you can build your own 12 inch or 14 inch, whatever toppings you want to add to them. Yeah, fresh. They're not these frozen Jack's pizzas or something like that. These are Scuba's original. Our head chef Keith cooking them up, making up the homemade pizza sauce and everything like that. You guys tasted them during your fantasy draft.
We did.
Pretty tasty. So
yeah, very good. I look forward to sampling them again this Saturday when we show up with the Score Squad for the reality bus tour. Will you be behind the bar?
I will be behind the bar wearing my amazing blue shirt.
Yeah, because they have a tough game this weekend against UConn.
Oh yeah, well, they didn't cover the spread last week at 52.5 against Hawaii.
Maybe 49 will be better.
Maybe the Badgers can show some offense this week.
Doubtful.
Huge maybe.
We'll see. But we'll be there for the second half. We'll be at Scuba's other establishment, Buzz's, for the first half. Then we'll come to Scuba's for the second half. So yeah, it's going to be a great time. Really looking forward to it. And I've got some good news for the Bozos. The Bozos did pretty well in competition last week. Bulky leading the way with 83 points.
Bulky. Good week. Good start. Good
you should
start
have your
season.
Own radio show or something. Leo with 69.
Nice.
Ben with 62. Alex, 58. And poor Cliff.
Sorry, Cliff.
48. No prize for you, but you can... You can try again.
Try again.
You
Absolutely.
Can try again. You didn't win, so the Woodward radio rule is not in effect. So, Ben, why don't you go ahead and give us your quarterback for week 2?
I'm going to take Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. All right, and your running back?
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. And your wide receiver?
I'm going to go Davante Adams.
Davante Adams. All right. Great stuff, buddy. Well, we'll let you go hit the white ball around. Hit him straight.
Just want to quick let everybody know, we do this week only, we'll have the game on, the Thursday night game, tonight's game.
Yeah.
We have 2 TVs hooked up for Prime Video. Next week, we're just waiting on some stuff to come in, but we'll have 8 TVs being able to stream the Thursday night football games every single week. So if you're looking for somewhere to go, Scuba's is your place.
Oh, by the way, I know you guys were closed over Labor Day. You said you're doing a little remodeling. What was that all about?
Oh, we redid the floors in the dining room and put a new coat on the bar floor area. That floating floor we had was looking a little rough. We just wanted to kind of clean her up and get ready for the busy season with all that wonderful white stuff that starts flying in like a couple months.
All right.
So just kind of tidying things up and making everything good for all the loyal customers that come in.
Outstanding stuff. Stop by, see Ben, Scuba, and the whole staff. Scuba's Poorhouse, 1309 East Wisconsin Avenue. And stop by Saturday. We'll be there right around 4 o'clock, folks.
That sounds right.
Yep. Second half of the Badger game. We'll be with you guys. Great stuff, Ben.
Right.
We'll talk to you again next. We'll talk to you on Saturday, actually.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben from Scuba's, 1309 East Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. All right, he's got Derek Carr, Christian McCaffrey, Davante Adams, Bulky. Saw you making some changes.
I just made one change.
Yeah.
Based on Ben's picks.
If you can change and I can change.
Then I can change to Josh Allen. No, I didn't. I already had Allen in there. I did shift from McCaffrey to Saquon Barkley, and I'm going with Cooper Kupp as my receiver.
Alex?
I'll start a quarterback with Rich Campbell.
nice. Good pick.
I'll take Patrick Mahomes at my quarterback. Running back Jonathan Taylor and wide receiver Justin Jefferson, really venturing off from QB1, RB1, and wide receiver 1 after week 1.
Nice, yeah.
All right. I'm going with Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow this week, and I'm going to go with Cleveland running back Nick Chubb and then Davante Adams.
Burrow threw it 53 times this
I like
week.
That in a yeah.
arm might
fantasy
fall
quarterback.
Off.
Well, I mean, I don't know about his arm falling off.
Didn't
this early,
Davante Adams have 17 targets last week?
Yeah, nothing's changed for him.
Boy, I miss that guy.
You sure?
Some of those passes Rodgers threw, he might have been targeting Davante Adams on him as well.
He may have caught a couple. By the way, our season-long beat the Bozos. Those scores just coming in. Tyler, who is our season – what's so funny?
They're just coming in now.
Yeah, they're just coming in right now.
We're covering high school football or something.
Tyler leading the way with 96 points. Well, actually, I'm tied with Tyler.
Yeah, you are.
96. The rounding up got me a tie.
Yep.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.
Bulky with 82, Ben 65, and Alex with 51. That's our season long.
A lot of ball game left.
Yes.
Both ways.
We threw play that through 17, right?
Yep.
Through week 17 or week 16? Because I don't know when we're going to be on the air.
Through the final, I guess it would be through the final week of the, so
December 29th is our last show.
So
then we'll be tallied up before week 17?
I think that'd be week 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It would be.
Yep. All right. Yep, that'll be it, 16 weeks.
That'll do, donkey.
That will, who are you calling a donkey?
Do we have Brad?
Brad is in, he just had to step away, so he's going to. He's going to send his picks in.
Okay, I knew we had him. I just didn't
know
if we had
his picks. He's shaving people's ears off as we speak.
I don't want to create blood here by getting these picks in.
Just let him cut the guy's hair, then he'll send me the picks. We've got plenty of show to go. Mm-hmm. I can make that announcement when they get those. But, Brad, please send your quarterback, running back, wide receiver as soon as you're done with your customer. That would be fantastic. Okay, guys, a break is upon us. When we come back, Bulky is going to give us the injury report.
The skinny. Some interesting stuff on
Leonard Fournette, Alan Lazard, and much, much more. Stick around. More of the Abilene Trophy Fantasy Football Show coming up right after this. The injury report brought to you by Valley Spine and Sport. I've been battling lower back pain for quite some time. I've tried different methods. My current weekly stop, Dr. Alex Taplin at Valley Spine and Sport, they apply a laser treatment to my lower back and my neck, actually. Bulky, you can see me like taking my headphones on and twisting my neck all the time.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, because I get this kink in my neck. So they put this hot laser on there, and I feel good as new. Call today. Find out more, 920-931-2532, or book directly online at valleyspineandsport.com. All right, give us all the updates of injured fantasy football players, and then I have a bunch of new questions. This came in from a bunch of listeners I want to get to.
So I'll go through a good chunk of them here, but if there's anybody else that I didn't get to, feel free to ask me here. Michael Gallup got in a limited practice today, and he wore pads for the first time. Probably not going to be playing this week, but week 3, catching passes from Cooper Rush, it sounds like that's more realistic. Alec Pierce was limited in practice today, which is good because he was a DNP yesterday. And why do we care about Alec Pierce? Well, it's because Michael Pittman was downgraded from limited on Wednesday to DNP today. This is not good because it's a great matchup for Indianapolis against Jacksonville. And if Pittman doesn't go, all of a sudden you got to look at Alec Pierce and maybe Paris Campbell as flex flyers and be worried about that Pittman thing. I always hate midweek downgrades, and he got one. George Kittle, not seen during the portion of practice that was available to the media. This isn't necessarily fantasy, but David Bakhtiari obviously did not practice today. And according to various media members there, he was walking gingerly on the sidelines, which is not great. He was questionable, and then he got a DNP last Friday and did not play. So I don't think he's going to play. I don't know how much it affects the value of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, but bear that in mind. Jameis Winston, limited today. Mark Ingram, limited. So both those guys should be fired up and ready to go for New Orleans. Not sure if you're starting them. DeAndre Swift is expected to play Sunday, even though he did not practice yesterday or today. He certainly wants to get in at least a limited practice if he's going to play and if he doesn't fire up Jamal Williams. Full participation for Najee Harris today. This is good because this is a guy who dealt with a foot injury in training camp, and he's dealing with a foot injury now. But if he's practicing in full on Thursday, he's probably going to play. Wandale Robinson, probably not the same story for him. He didn't practice either yesterday or today. Alvin Kamara,
This is interesting, too. He got in a limited practice yesterday, but he got a DNP, and this could be a true game-time decision at noon for Kamara when he takes on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so be watching for that. Kadarius Toney was limited. He was terrible in the game on Sunday, never saw the ball. It's had a couple of rushes, so you're not playing him. Kyle Phillips, the guy who led the Titans in targets last week, did not practice today. Neither did his teammate Dontrell Hilliard as well. A couple of Titans that could be MIA. Rounding things up here, gentlemen, Rondale Moore did not practice today. David Njoku did not practice today, but this is an excused absence. It was not because of injury. Keep in mind, Harrison Bryant out-targeted him 4-1 in the opener, so I don't really know if you want to trot out Njoku anyway. As I said, Michael Pittman did not practice today. T. Higgins missed practice today, but for personal reasons. So Higgins yesterday, if you remember, he got in a limited practice as he's working his way through concussion protocol. But today he gets the DNP, but it was personal reasons. It wasn't because of a concussion. So be watching that situation. Jalen Tolbert probably not going to be playing this week, so you can feel free to fire up Noah Brown or whoever you want in that Cowboys offense. I think CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz are the only startable ones there. Damien Williams didn't practice today, so that's good news for Cordarrelle Patterson's workload.
All right, great stuff, Bulks. Thank you for that. Before we get to the Gusman Honda Bust of the Week, a couple of questions coming in. Tony from Appleton.
I forgot to mention this. Leonard Fournette, you're asking about him. He did practice today, so I think he's going to be good to go.
He's going to be good to go? Yeah. That's good news. Good news. All right, Tony from Appleton, full PPR. Robert Woods, Alan Lazard, Devonta Smith. Needs one.
Woods is at Buffalo. Lazard, the commandant, is at... He's in Green Bay to take on Chicago. And who is the other one besides Woods and Lazard?
Devontae Smith, Monday night against the Vikings.
Ooh, that might be the way I go on this one.
I think you kind of have to play Devontae Smith, even though he got the big goose egg last week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Devontae Smith. I think Alex is right.
Okay, I'll agree with that. Number 24 checking in.
How am I doing today, Gary Busey? You're doing great. Good. Then I'll keep it up.
His 20 round 30 team draft or whatever he's in.
Oh, this one's pretty simple. Great show, Leo. I'm on the road listening right now. If you have time, same question as last week. Hurts or Mahomes?
Yeah, it's Mahomes. I mean, it's number 24 has got
to
get rid of Hurts.
The rags
or
to
Mahomes.
Riches.
I quite frankly, I would trade either one of those guys right now because I love the prospects of both of them the rest of the season.
Marquette Forrest, my son Jake has issues at running back. He has the following running backs: J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, Hines, Naeem Hines, and Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, so if you can only play one, it's Edmonds.
All right, fair enough, sir. I will get that back to him. Gusman Honda, Bust of the Week. If your current vehicle is a bust, then you got to go to Gusman Honda in Appleton. Check out all of its new and used inventory at GusmanHonda.com. Then stop by, take a test drive. Gusman Honda, 2400 West Spencer Street in Appleton. I'll start this one out. I had Debo Samuel as my bust last week. He did end up putting 12 points up. But this week, CeeDee Lamb, Dallas Cowboys are hurting. I don't know about Lamb with a backup quarterback right now. Not looking good. And you mentioned Michael Gallup coming back. Defenses may be just blanketing CeeDee Lamb.
Well, Gallup, he probably will miss this week. Okay. But week three, I think. But I think you're right. I mean, it's Lamb and it's Schultz. And I don't think you're sitting CeeDee Lamb. But, yes, certainly you have to expect you have to lower your expectations significantly with Cooper Rush, who looked pretty bad, by the way, when he came in.
He did. Bulky, you had Tyreek Hill, 14 points last
Woof.
Week. Well, that's all right. Get better this week. I see your quarterback that you told someone to play.
This is a great example because we talked about Stafford versus Tannehill early on. And while I would love to play Stafford over Tannehill, that doesn't necessarily mean Stafford is going to be capital letters Matthew Stafford this week. I still think that you have to be a little bit concerned after what we saw in that second half. Their offense should be tailor-made to come back and fight and play and shoot out with that Bills team. That didn't happen. Yeah. You know, Kupp was really the only guy that came forward on there. Stafford made a lot of bad decisions. So he is my bust of the week, but he's my bust of the week because I think that, you know, these other guys like Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, all these guys that were drafted after him, those are the guys I would play in front of him. Aaron Rodgers, too. I played Aaron Rodgers and Trey Lance in front of him.
Alex, Zeke Elliott last week, only 6 points. You were, once again, the best of the Bozos. But I see your quarterback is this week is same as my sleeper.
Yes, Trey Lance. I don't love the matchup against Seattle, and I have some serious questions about Trey Lance and his ability to put the football in the end zone specifically. I do think that he has a better week this week compared to last week, but this is a guy that was drafted to potentially be your quarterback one and to average between 20 to 25, maybe even 30 points some weeks. I don't think that is a week like that. I'd expect 14 points or less from Trey Lance, and that's something that's points that you obviously want more of them with your quarterback. 14 or less is a bad week, and I think Trey Lance is going to have a bad week.
Can't remember who it was from the Bears that one of the defenders said, well, we wanted to make Trey Lance play quarterback. Isn't that what the Packers said about Justin Fields last year?
Yeah.
And now the Bears are saying that about Trey Lance. His legs will give him something. And
exactly.
It's tough because he was in that, you know, that absolute monsoon swamp game. And you just it's hard for me to glean anything from that. But certainly, Alex, if he does lay an egg this week, that would not shock me in the least.
All right. When we come back, we will hit our Island Resort Casino Sportsbook Stud of the Week. We'll finish up with our pickups and our Packer predictions. Don't go anywhere. More Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show right after this. Last segment, Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. Now time for the Island Resort and Casino Sportsbook Stud of the Week. Hey, get to the Island Resort and Casino Sportsbook Room for college football on Saturdays and any pro game because the Island's Sportsbook is your place to bet on sports. Thanks, Todd. We didn't hear from Todd today. Didn't fax in a question.
It's rare.
I don't think he even texted me about the Brewers stranding 17 runners last night or whatever.
Todd is done on sports. I think it's over.
Yeah. He sported out.
Yeah. So anyway, Alex Thomas, your stud last week. Lamar Jackson, good pull there, 24 points. Who are you going with this week, buddy?
This week, I love Davante Adams against Arizona, a high-scoring game. And as you guys alluded to earlier in the broadcast, 17 targets for him last week. I think that number probably won't be 17, but it will be
around
there.
Could be like 27.
Listen, there's a non-zero chance, as Sir Balky likes to say. So I like Davante Adams this week.
Balky had Jalen Hurts, 25 points. Good job.
Let's keep it in Philly this week. Dallas Goedert, his teammate.
You're benching him,
yeah,
though.
You're benching him.
No. That's not what I said. I said if you – I love Everett.
So you think Everett is going to – Everett should be your stud of the week.
Change it right now. You guys, go back and listen to what I said. I said I love both Goddard and Everett as starts this week. I think they're both really good starts. But if you can only play one – you play Goddard, but you try to flex out Everett if you can.
Oh, okay, I thought you said play Goddard.
No, no, no.
I got you.
I like both of them, but if it comes down to it, Goddard or Everett, Goddard wins that for me.
We heard the same thing.
Samsonite. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I was the stiff last week saying Damian Pierce was going to be a stud. I had good intentions. But
there's plenty of people who said that, Leo.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be, you know, pull one out and not do something obvious. So this week I'm going with Aaron Jones. Get him the damn ball this week, okay? Yeah. Okay, folks?
There's a market correction coming for Aaron Jones this week.
Yeah, I think
Leo's
so.
Right. Leo's 100%
I think
right.
A.J. Dillon's going to be very good, too. All right, now time for our pickups of the week. Last week, Alex, you had David Njoku. He had 2 points.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That's all right.
This week you're going who?
Jaylen Warren, backup running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know.
That's right.
I know. Najee Harris is going to play this week, and he was a full participant in practice today. But if you want an insurance policy, if you have Najee Harris on your team, Jalen Warren wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to pick up him.
Balky pulling out Kenyon Drake. Did you know he was going to Baltimore and he'd play?
Yeah,
and
at that point I knew he was.
And he got 6 points.
I didn't know he was going to get 6 points, but I knew he was
incredible.
Going to be a Raven.
That was really well done.
Now your pick this week. You and I talked about him before the draft.
Yeah.
And you pointed me in his direction.
I just think that the Eagles historically have never been a dominant one running back team. And Miles Sanders, let's face it, never the pinnacle of health. So if you got an extra spot on your team right now, Kenneth Gainwell's probably a really good way to spend it.
Alex Pierce, not a bad debut.
Alex.
Yeah. Well, I always say Alex.
Because we have Alex Thomas and Alex
Trebek.
Alex Hayden R.I.P. and all these other Alexes.
There's so many Alexes. Yeah. Alec Baldwin and Alec, who else?
I don't know who's another famous
Alec.
Alec, the character in...
Boy, there's not many famous Alecs.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's not... I wouldn't know.
I would not know.
The same guy that was in, what's the actor's name? We've talked about him on this show. The long-haired guy that was in.
Alec Guinness?
Oh, Sir Alec Guinness. That's one.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going with Devin Duvernay this week. I like him in Baltimore. I don't think it was a one-week wonder. I think he's a pretty good player. Liked him coming out of the draft. I was hoping the Packers would target him. And speaking of the Packers, they take on the Chicago Bears this weekend. Bulky, why don't you give us your summary of how this one's going
to
play out.
I have to shut my tab down of famous Alex.
There's a lot of them that I've never heard
of. I've never heard
of
any of
them. A lot of hockey players.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Judd Nelson was Alec.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Alec Ogletree.
Oh, Alec Ogletree. Good one, yeah. What am I doing here? Packers prediction, right?
Yes, you always have a nice summary for us on how this is going to play
out.
Yeah,
no, I think this is a nice bounce-back game for Green Bay and their offense, and I think that the Justin Fields gets a late touchdown to make it interesting, but Packers recover the onside kick. I think A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones combine for 150-plus total yardage, so I like the Packers in this one. I think Rodgers throws two touchdowns at least. So.
And he keeps his string of owning the Bears going.
That's the plan, Colonel.
All right, Alex.
It's a get-right game for Green Bay. 27-21 for a final. I do think that it is 27-14 going into about 5 minutes left in the game. Bears get a touchdown, go for an onside kick, do not get it. Packers win 27-21. They move to 1-1 on the year.
I don't even know if I said the score. 26-14 Green Bay is what
26-14. I have. 26-14. Yeah. You always have unusual scores.
Well, because they always usually are
unusual. Against the Bears. That's why I'm expecting the Packers to win this one. I think the Bears are undefeated under Matt Eberflus.
Eberflus. 1-0.
3-0 in the preseason.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And knocking off the 49ers.
They don't know how to lose. It's like that line from Armageddon. Trust Harry. He doesn't know how to fail.
Now, what's the weather forecast for?
I heard this morning 60% chance of rain at Lambeau on Sunday.
Another
night.
Rainy game for the Bears.
Oh, no. That could play into the Bears' favor in that one. 19-17, I'll go with the Packers. Thanks, fellas, for sitting in with me today. I appreciate it.
Get those lineups submitted tonight. Chargers Chiefs, 7:20 local time on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Move those players out of your flex spots.
Fingers crossed I still have Amazon Prime.
I haven't even checked to see if I have it.
Yeah, fair enough, guys. All right, more of Drew and KB coming your way next here on The Score. We'll be back with you next Thursday. Have a great fantasy weekend, everyone.